Today we start a new feature on Morning Edition. Each Wednesday we will focus on the workplace. Part of that focus, Take Two, People Reinventing Themselves Through Their Work. It's a series of snapshots using interviews and sound taken at the moment of change. The subjects are coming to terms with why what they are doing is no longer working, and they're taking the leap into something new. This morning, NPR's Ketzel Levine catches up with a Seattle woman just as she is making her move.
That's about it. Packing up the last scraps.
The living room is almost empty. Only the mocha carpeting remains, plus the soiled outlines left by the photographs and posters she's just taken off the walls. Joanna Slaybaugh is moving. She's down to a few orphaned cables and a computer mouse. She's been up since 3 a.m., and she is wired.
You can kind of see the twinkle in my eyes, huh?
You look a little lit up.
Yeah.
These are the last few minutes of Joanna Slaybaugh's big city life. The traffic, the takeout, the Starbucks. She's ready to trade in the anonymity of Seattle living for a starring role in Pomeroy, Washington, where her arrival is the talk of the town.
I'm moving to a town that is so small that everybody refers to their phone numbers only by the last four digits. And they know who are people that have been native to town because their phone numbers start with a 1 or a 3, and us people that have come later, our numbers start with a 6.
For nearly two decades, Joanna Slaybaugh has worked in the world of finance. Most recently, she's been scouting CFOs, auditors, and other professionals for a nationally known accounting recruitment firm. She's worked hard. She's made money. She wasn't happy.
You know, you're staring at a computer and you're typing 100 miles an hour and the phone's ringing and you got two people on hold and someone's waiting to be interviewed and kind of it's almost the job was like the floor of the stock exchange.
Fortunes were not being made and lost, but people depended on her. She found them jobs, she negotiated their salaries, and she made a salary in the upper five figures. For that, she often worked 60-hour weeks. But for the past year, she had the nagging feeling she wasn't really helping people. She was just shuffling bodies around. This fall, she decided to let it go and reinvent herself through her work. She wants to write. To support that habit, she's going to sell flowers and gifts at a Pomeroy landmark. It's a store she's loved since childhood called the Victorian Rose. Joanna Slaybaugh is 40, divorced, has no trust fund, and no ambitious plan.
It's a huge leap of faith for me to go say, okay, I'm going to make a fraction of what I'm used to making and trust that it's all going to work out. So, you know, in America's view of what is success, that is going backwards.
She is going backwards to the small town where she was born. Her aging parents, who still live in Pomeroy, are a large part of why she's going home.
Let me take one last peek in the closet as we go out the door. It's empty.
Joanna Slaybaugh locks up for the last time. She's trading up to a five-bedroom Victorian cottage. It will cost her a third the rent of this townhouse.
Oh, I got to get a picture of you.
Okay.
You look pretty happy.
Great. So.
Wow, well, thank you for all your time.
Thank you. It was great meeting you.
When Joanna Slaybaugh drives into Pomeroy, Washington in her cherry red hatchback, townspeople will wait.
Bye-bye!
It's a scenario some will find comforting, others impossibly cloying. The landscapes of childhood are not everyone's field of dreams. But Joanna Slaybaugh sees a trend among her big city friends, a movement she calls Back to Mayberry. The price for her is a drastic pay cut. The payoff, she hopes, will be a lavish sense of place. Ketzel Levine, NPR News.
To see pictures of Joanna Slaybaugh on moving day, visit our website, npr.org. And while you're there, if you're about to reinvent yourself through your work, up or down the ladder, or if you know someone who is, drop us a line. We'd like to hear your story.